And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. John 17, the last part of the Upper Room Discourse. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, verse 14, speaking to his Father and saying, I have given them your word, Father, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to protect them and keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you did send me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. Jesus again said in John 20, as the Father sent me, so send I you. He didn't just say, just like I was a sent person, you're a sent person. He's also talking about how he was sent and how they're sent. In John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, you must be born again. But the real proper translation is, you must be born from above. And then he begins to talk to Nicodemus, and he says, there are just things you can't understand. They're heavenly things. And if you can't understand the earthly things, even, and you're of the earth, how can you understand heavenly things? And what Jesus is trying to say, Romans makes it really clear, other places throughout writings in the New Testament, there are two kind of humans. There are humans that are earth creatures who live in earth suits, and there are heavenly creatures who live in earth suits. Those who are born again are from above. If you were born, if your origin was from Mars, you're a Martian. You may be living on Earth, but you're a Martian. You may have even adapted an Earth suit, but you're a Martian. When you and I became a Christian, then the person that we once were was crucified with Christ, buried with him, left in the grave, raised up, one with him who is ascended, not just risen. And he said that we're seated in the heavenly places with him. Scripture says we're citizens of heaven in Ephesians 3:20. And the reality is that everything about you, your identity, the reality, your history and your identity was totally changed the moment that you became a Christian. That's just the truth. And your citizenship is now in heaven. It's as if you stopped being what you once were and you were literally born again as something totally different. When it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we're new creations, the word there is a real clear word that the Holy Spirit uses. It's not something that's been renovated, but the word literally says something we've never seen before. Something brand new. And what you see is a heavenly being. Jesus said, he said, I'm not of the world. They're not of the world. I was sent into the world, and I'm sending them into the world. And so they're in the world just like I'm in the world, but they're not of the world. Just like I'm not of the world. They're just like me. He was the firstborn among many brethren. When Jesus went on the assault, when he spent 40 days on the attack, being tempted, but really he was on the attack. And one of the things he was doing was declaring, prophesying, proclaiming by his very presence a brand new kind of humanity. We've said this before in the past. He was telling the devil that his 15 minutes of fame was over, that there was a new humanity, and the new humanity was filled with life from above, and it was going to look just like him. He was the prototype. Scripture says that very clearly, that he was the first one raised from the dead, but many would be raised from the dead afterward. He was just the first fruits. And so Christ is saying, and he's saying to his disciples, is that you may be here, and you may have an earth suit, and there may be limitations to that earth suit, but within, you're a Martian. You're a creature. You're a heavenly creature. And therefore, you can do everything a Martian can do. Because even though you're dressed like the rest of them, you have the same earth suit they have. There's the things you deal with in that earth suit. But he said, but you have the same supernatural ability that I have. Because you're sent into the world to make change, to set them free. They've become total earthlings because of something that happened thousands of years ago. We've come, and they're now under the dominion of a cruel, cruel king and a cruel kingdom. We've come to rescue them. and to set them free and restore them to the Martians they were intended to be from the beginning. Supernatural beings. And one day they'll get a whole new earth suit that'll be supernatural too, a heavenly body. And so he says these things, and then when there's so much more, and I won't take the time, but I look at Hebrews chapter 7. And I don't know why the Lord was speaking to me in this kind of terminology today, but it was fun. In Hebrews 7, it says this in verse 16, talking about Christ as a high priest in the likeness of Melchizedek, as if Melchizedek goes on forever. And he says in verse 16, who, Jesus, who has become, not just on the basis of a law of physical requirement, but according to the power of an indestructible life. I think some versions will say endless life, but it's not the same word as endless. The word literally is an undefeated and undefeatable champion. When you think about, you know, in my generation, I think Ron was asking about UCF or UFC or whatever that stuff is, whatever it's called. And I can't relate to that at all. To me, it's just like professional wrestling. And I grew up boxing for God. Boxing was the king of sports. And there have been very few. I think maybe Marciano is the only undefeated champion in history. And that's his great fame, that he never lost a fight. And it's the same word. It means an undefeatable life, an undefeated champion, someone who has never been beaten and can never be beaten. Now you see, Christ says that he's our life, that he lives in us. And our birth from above, Christ came to live in us by the Holy Spirit. And we have living in us right now, today, this moment, an undefeatable life. We suffer defeat in our walk with the Lord because we try to face the enemy, we try to face situations and circumstances, we try to face temptation by our own willpower, by our own resources, by our own reasoning. He's come to live in us to be that life from above life. It's the Holy Spirit in him as the Son of Man that gave him the power of life from above. And it's the Holy Spirit living in us who makes real the life of Jesus, this power of an indefeatable life. And so understand, Jesus has never lost one battle with sin. He's never lost one battle with the devil. He's never lost one battle when a situation's been handed over to him. The encouragement then is we live by faith. And faith, by its very nature, I take my car, which got crashed several times by my son. I took my car to get fixed. I didn't try to fix it myself. It was easy for me to acknowledge the fact I can't fix it. But I took it to a place, and my experience is when them, they won every time. And so I go and leave it with them in absolute confidence. I've done it. We've lived together long enough in their faithfulness and their ability to overcome this situation. That's the Christian life. Step by step, moment by moment, relating everything, temptation, situation, attack from the devil, to the one who lives in me as an undefeated champion. That's faith. And that's living the above life life while still in earth suit here. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.